Hey, welcome to the Mom Life Be Like podcast, where we discuss self-care and skincare as it relates to us moms. I'm your host, Nicole Van Lund, twin mom and founder of Gorgeous Confidence, the home of the Glow Like a Mother three-step skincare system to help moms achieve healthy, glowing skin in half the time. So in today's episode, we will be talking about the different mom personality types and how they impact parenting. So when it comes to parenting, every mom has a unique approach, right? Like, I see how my friends parent their kids. I see how parents at my kids' school parent their kids. Even I was parented different than how I parent my kids. Like, nobody is parented the same, right? We all have our unique approach. So from the guilt-free mom to the by-the-book mom, there are several mom personality types that can influence how we raise our children. And I think I first became aware of this, like, just scrolling through the internet, and I came across, like, a BuzzFeed quiz years ago. This was even before I even had the kids, the twins. And I was like, oh, let me see what type of mom I will be. And at first, my result was the by the book mom, which as a Virgo, which as, you know, a lot of different human design factors that I'm thinking about, I was like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But then I'm also kind of a guilt-free mom. And then I'm also kind of a crunchy mom. It just depends, right? So I feel like we all have a dominant personality, mom personality type, but then we also have mixes of some other ones. So let's dig into it, right? The first mom personality type is the perfectionist mom. This type of mom strives for perfection in everything she does, from cooking and cleaning to her children's behavior. She may be overly critical and hard on herself and her children. You know, it just depends. I consider myself a recovering perfectionist, so I don't necessarily relate to this, although one of my own personal standards is excellence. So, I don't know. That may tie to the perfectionist, but I'm really, really retiring from being a perfectionist because that's just not how I want to roll. So the second mom personality type is the guilt-free mom. This type of mom embraces imperfection and prioritizes self-care. I know we talk a lot about self-care on this podcast as it relates to motherhood because it's a thing. If we don't pay attention to it, it will never happen. So, but for the guilt-free mom, she doesn't have a problem with this. She may occasionally feel guilty about not doing enough, but ultimately trusts her instincts and doesn't let guilt consume her. I definitely have some of this in me. How about you? Third mom personality type is the by the book mom. This type of mom follows all the rules and guidelines when it comes to parenting, and she expects her children to do the same. She may struggle to adapt to change and may have difficulty with flexibility because once the plan is set, the plan needs to be executed, no deviation, right? But, you know, if you do relate to being a by-the-book mom, you have to have some flexibility in your plan because with kids, as we know, things just don't go exactly how it's planned. So there has to be, you know, some space for the disruption and the change that will happen. I think the biggest distinction I got just in life in general is to expect disruption. And because I expect disruption, I'm not so thrown off by it. You know, in school, they taught us, you know, create your life plan, create your 5-year plan, create your 10-year plan, and nobody accounts for the disruption. So there's this saying around the internet now where I've been saying, like, life be lifing, right? I've been trying to be conscious of me saying that because I don't want to put it out in the universe that life be lifing means that life is not going well, right? So I'm very careful of how I use that terminology. But the context of it is that life be lifing means there's a lot that we can't predict that's coming. I mean, who would have seen 2020 coming, right? Like, we couldn't predict it, and we couldn't predict or even imagine the new normal that we're in now. So if you're by the book, you know, I'm not saying to change. I'm just saying to incorporate some flexibility into it so you're not ready to just slap everybody all the time. Okay. The fourth mom personality type is the laid back mom. This type of mom takes things in stride and doesn't get bogged down by the little things. She may struggle to enforce boundaries and may need to work on setting clear expectations for her children. But, you know, she's kind of just in the flow. So it's kind of like the opposite of the by the book mom. So I think, you know, those are like four personality types. There's probably more. But if you're a mix, I think aiming for a mix of them is the best approach, even though you may be dominant in one personality type, you know, just like your genetic makeup. And the thing is, no matter what your mom personality type is, it's important to be present for yourself first and then your children. Taking care of yourself and your needs is crucial for your mental health and well-being, which in turn helps you to be a better mom. So mom personality types, they definitely impact our parenting. And whether you're a perfectionist mom, a guilt-free mom, a by-the-book mom, or a laid-back mom, the most important thing is to be present for yourself and your children. So take care of yourself, trust your instincts, and most importantly, enjoy the journey of motherhood in real time. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time.